This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this is interesting. There is a man from San Diego who was banned from Alaskan Airlines because he touched a flight attendant. And he says he's a victim of discrimination against men. His name is Mike Timon. He's very angry over his treatment by the airline, according to Newser.com. And he tells the San Diego Union Tribune that he was banned for touching the female flight attendant on the buttocks as he sat in first class on a flight from Oregon to San Diego on December 26th. Now, why is he touching a flight attendant on her butt? Timon says he touched the woman politely on her back to get her attention so he could order a drink. Okay, now that does happen. I mean, again, there's another he said, she said. Did he touch her on the back? And she's like, oh, you grabbed my butt. And he's like, no, I didn't. Or did he touch her on the butt and go, no, no, no. That is the most distal part of your back. And it just happens to be surrounding the coccyx. So he owns a medical equipment company, frequently flies first class, and said when no drink came, he pressed the call button. A male flight attendant came to say that he had been cut off. Timon said he only had a single drink and was sober. He said his gesture was misunderstood as sexual harassment and he was met by police who escorted him off the plane. Now, police took statements from him and others, but there was no further action. He said, for me to be accused of this and to be escorted off the plane by police, he said, this is it, I'm blowing up. It's unnecessary, it's discrimination towards me. He said, widespread concern over sexual harassment has hurt men like him. It's out of control, and I'm blank on blank the P word. So Alaska spokeswoman Ann Johnson confirmed that he cannot fly the airline pending the outcome of the investigation, but said she could not provide specifics of the case. Alaska Airlines will not tolerate any type of sexual misconduct that creates an unsafe environment for our guests. Okay, so, you know, when you hear the story, you're like, okay, wait a second, he touched her butt. Okay, nah, boot him off. But did he really? Did it really touch your butt? And, you know, this is why we women are just beside ourselves with this whole tsunami of issues, of sexual harassment issues. Because we've had to deal with, I can't tell you how many episodes and instances of abuse. Okay. But on the other end, if you do have women out there lying about something like that, then when it does happen to us, nobody's going to believe it. And if nobody believes us, we have to be victimized all over again. And, then we have the case of men, and we've talked about this. So now men, okay, if you touch somebody, you better have a witness. If you touch their shoulder, you better have a witness, and it shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. Okay? I mean, and you know, what happened to the good old days when you could, you know, I don't know, hug a woman? I mean, okay, look at that iconic picture from the 1940s. I know you guys probably know the names of the soldier where, you know, the war is over in 45. He grabs a random nurse and kisses her. And we look at that as one of the most romantic things. From what we understand, the backstory was this lady was furious. And I don't blame her. Some strange man sticking his tongue in your mouth. I can get that. Okay. I'm sure people were very, very scared of syphilis in those days still and gonorrhea and stuff. And they might not have really understood, infectious disease to the degree that we do now. But still, nobody really wants another person's tongue in their mouth when they don't know who they are. We look at that picture as one of the most romantic things. That's how the movies were back then also. The movies were, you would just sit there and then some random guy would just come up and kiss you and you'd be like, ah, how dreamy, you know, and you'd have really, you know, nice fancy lipstick and I don't know. It was just, it was a romantic time, but that's how the movies portray it. What was bad is you got your butt grabbed. You got your boob grabbed and you wonder what it did to change. Me growing up in the 80s and 90s, that stuff happened all the time. Still happens. Not to the degree that it used to. People grab stuff. That's what they do. They're animals. I look at my cats. They sniff each other. They grab each other. They jump on each other. They straddle each other. I'm like, are you kidding me? And the women are bad. Oh, my gosh. Sashi? I'm like, girl, put some panties on. This is ridiculous. She lies there, spread eagle. I'm like, are you kidding me? So, you know, we are a very sexual animal. Okay, just because we don't sit there in the wild doing it every day, and maybe we only have, you know, sex on Sundays or whatever we decide to, you know, organize and schedule with our spouses. Oh, my husband wishes sex on Sundays. Sundays, I'm asleep, leave me alone. But we're animals. People touch each other. What Alaskan Airlines did, if this guy really did touch her butt, is 100% right on. You can't, they have to protect their employees. The first class passenger or any class passenger grabbing somebody's butt, oh, heck no. And this isn't the first time something like this has happened. Stewardesses can tell you, and flight attendants can tell you, they've been grabbed and groped their whole careers. Okay? Because their butt is at hand level. That's where it is. People are sitting and they're standing. So this stuff happens. So if this guy is guilty, Alaskan Airlines did it right on. But if this guy is innocent where he touched the back and he touched the small of her back, the where it curves in, and she claims it's his butt, and now he's going through all this. Now, mind you, you know, here's the other thing. You know, you have a career to protect. You have an image to protect. You get falsely accused. Do you fight it? And do you fight it tooth and nail? You know, or do you just lay low because the media is going to be, I mean, like right now, we know his name, we know who he is. His picture's going to be all over the place. Did he grab somebody's butt? So, I feel bad for flight attendants that have to deal with this every day. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42. For a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are day four since Assembly Bill 474 passed in Nevada, and I know many of you guys have various, depending on which state you live in, various rules and regulations when it comes to receiving narcotics and controlled substances. And, you know, I was asked when I was on News 3, how long will we see the ramifications of this? You know, how long will it take for us to see if we did lower the opioid epidemic and decrease the number of people dying? And I said, you know, we probably have those numbers within a year. But it's, then they asked, well, how soon would we see the detriment or the sequelae, the negative sequelae of this bill? And I said you would see that right away. Well, on Facebook, one of my Facebook friends, and I've known this lady for a long time, Gillette May, just had surgery, and she posted her plight with trying to get medication postoperatively. And Gillette joins us. Hey, Gillette, how you doing, sweetie?
Good, Dahlia. How are you?
Good. How you feeling?
Oh, I hurt.
What surgery? Tell them, if you don't mind, tell them what surgery you have. Or you had.
Sure. I had it's called a pleomorphic adenoma. And it was a benign tumor that they pulled out from my parietal gland under my left ear that was the size of a baseball.
Oh, wow.
And so I have a surgical scar that starts at the top of my left ear, goes down to the bottom of my left ear, and then stops there. And in order to do that type of surgery, they have to open up your face and be very, very careful of your facial muscles because, or not your muscles,
nerves.
But your tendons and nerves.
Right, right.
Yeah, that controls your entire left ear face. So it was a quick surgery, but it's also a very intense surgery. So I love my doctor. He was awesome. Mm-hmm. But my face is still swollen and numb, and you can't imagine how much it hurts.
What day was the surgery?
Yesterday.
Okay. Okay, so what medicines did they give you postoperatively for pain?
He wrote me a prescription for Narco 500s.
Okay.
And he gave me the consent for controlled substances form, intricate, that you have to sign in order to get a controlled substance approved or filled anymore. You have to take the pharmacy copy to the pharmacy. Well, my husband took my prescription and the form to three different pharmacies. They refused to fill it because they said that on the diagnosis paper, on the prescription paper it says itself, it has to have some diagnosis number on it. I guess ICD-9
the code.
Something like that for whatever procedure. Yeah, the code. They have to have the diagnosis code on the prescription paper. And because it wasn't there, they said that they would have to call my doctor and get verification, even though, you know, my husband took in my paperwork that says surgery.
Yeah.
And
which,
the date.
Yeah.
And the pharmacists, the three pharmacies that he went to were the rudest people that he's encountered. I mean,
yeah, why did he have to go to three? Why did he have to go to three different pharmacies?
None of them would fill my prescription.
Without that diagnosis code. Okay.
Without that diagnosis code. He had other paperwork for surgery. And, you know, he's going to try our local pharmacist today. And
Would the pharmacy call the doctor, or did you have to go back to your doctor post-operative? I mean, you're in bed, obviously. I mean, does your husband have to call the pharmacy or call the doctor to straighten this out, or what's your next step?
We're going back to our usual pharmacy, but in the event, the pharmacy has to call the doctor and get verification from the doctor that, yes, she does need this prescription because of this level of pain, because of this type of surgery.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened yet. It's still, now you're on day two and you still don't have your medicine, right?
Correct, yeah, and it really, really hurts. And there's another thing, too, that we discovered is that if one of my pain medications, the manufacturer ran out of, and so my doctor knew it when he prescribed it, but that's another story. And so the pharmacy was able to scrounge enough pills for about 15 days. Problem
wow.
is,
mm-hmm.
because of the new law, they will not honor the rest of the prescription.
Because it's post-January 1 and all the paperwork and consent and all that. So it's an old prescription. Not old, but a prescription from 2017, like a week ago, won't be honored. Wow.
Yeah, there are still 20 days left on that prescription. I can't access any of them because it's after January 1st, and that new law went into effect.
See, what's very interesting, Gillette. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh,
go
I was
ahead.
Saying it was the manufacturer who ran out.
But, you know, what's very unique about this and the perspective you're giving us is, and again, I know, you know, every state has, you know, I'm sure some of my listeners in Maryland say, oh, yeah, we're dealing with the same thing or we're not or, you know. But what's a very interesting perspective of this and a ramification of this law is we thought that this would be a major issue with you getting the prescription to begin with. All right, and going through the rigmarole and doctors saying I'm not going to give it to you. Now it looks like you could actually go through that whole process, procedure, and drama, get the prescription, but then the pharmacy won't fill it. And it looks like these pharmacies now have their rules and regulations through their board of pharmacy preventing them from very easily filling a prescription. So even if you go through all that drama, get the prescription, they're the ones now that are starting to block it.
Exactly. And, you know, the only thing that I can see coming from this is doctors are either going to stop prescribing. So patients who need the prescriptions are going to go without. Doctors are going to leave Nevada. Or we're going to see a spike in heroin overdoses. And you know, when they consider the 400 people that they looked at that OD'd, how many percentage of, or what was the percentage of them that OD'd from heroin as opposed to hydrocodone, whatever?
That's what I brought up on the show a couple days ago. I'm like, you know, how many of them were because a family doc or an ENT or an orthopedic doc wrote a prescription, or were these overdoses because of people shooting heroin? It, you know, and I understand that many people that go to heroin started on pills. I get that. I mean, you know, being a patient and you understanding the med, and you also being in education, if Nevada went to us and said, okay, guys, if we messed up on this, how would we curb the opioid epidemic? What would be your suggestion?
Well, you know, I understand that we have to have controlled substances control. You know, that's the very nature of the beast. But I think that there needs to be some kind of research into, you know, maybe autopsies or something of the people who died to see what was in their system, if it was, you know, a heroin overdose or an opioid overdose, and get some real data and some real numbers, and then start with some education. You know, don't just drop it on us at the beginning of the year and say, oh, you're all screwed. You know, phase this in over time. They should have allowed patients and doctors to know about this in advance, that this is going to happen, instead of just, you know, one day it occurs in the newspaper.
Right.
But I do agree there needs to be more education, and in the education field, you know, we need to start with kids that are in athletics, especially, because they're the ones who are most likely to get injured and have to require pain pills, and they're the ones who ultimately end up seeking out alternative methods of pain relief once that prescription is run out.
You know, you bring up a good point. You know, what are the demographics of the people that are overdosing? Are these people, are they young and getting high? Are these people those that have failed back syndrome, spinal stenosis, maybe even giving up, and maybe it was suicide as opposed to accidental overdose? You know, is it the average person getting prescriptions from their doctor? You know, it'd be really interesting to see the demographics of who actually, you know, who is the population? And if we're targeting the wrong population, if we're targeting the middle-aged people that have surgery or have medical issues or neuropathy, and these aren't the ones that are overdosing, we let them be and let them still be able to have access to the medications. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either. I think, you know, it's one more of those social justice warrior things where we're going to punish an entire population because of a minority community.
Right. To let you feel better. You get better. Thank you so much for calling. I know you're not feeling well. And keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
Will do. Thank you, dear. Take care.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so let's see what's going on now with this bomb cyclone. They say a violent, fast-moving winter storm has battered the East Coast today, shutting schools, canceling flights, knocking out power, sparking fears of coastal flooding. According to USA Today, winter weather watches and warnings remain in place along a 1,000-mile stretch from North Carolina to northern Maine. LaGuardia Airport in New York announced that more than 90% of its flights Thursday were going to be canceled because of the storm. Nationwide, over 4,000 flights were canceled as of today. FlightAware reported, and 77,000 customers now without power in several states. I mean, not only are you dealing with a doozy of a storm, but now you don't have power. They say facing the brunt of the storm as it bore down was New England. Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts warned of possible lengthy power outages. He said emergency officials were prepared to open shelters in southeastern Massachusetts and Cape Cod, where heavy wet snow and howling wind gusts of 60 miles per hour or higher pose the greatest threat. Baker said the strong winds could make it difficult, if not impossible, for utility crews to use bucket trucks to quickly restore downed power lines. In Connecticut, Governor Daniel Malloy said more than 100 warming centers were open in 34 towns, and the state has 634 plow trucks and 254 contractors working to clear the highways. We've heard now that in North Carolina, two men have died when their pickup overturned into a creek in Moore County, southwest of Raleigh-Durham. The storm has strengthened since an astonishing rate since Wednesday. It is surpassing the meteorological criteria to be considered a so-called bomb cyclone. I guess bombogenesis is said to occur when a storm's central barometric pressure drops at least 24 millibars in 24 hours. And a millibar is, I guess, a way of measuring pressure. So the lower the pressure, the more powerful the storm. It's one of those inverse relationship type things. So this storm pressure didn't drop 24 millibars. It dropped 53 millibars in 21 hours. They say this ranks among the most explosive East Coast storms ever seen. The heaviest snow right now is falling in Delmarva, New Jersey, obviously, Delmarva, Delaware, the whole Delmarva area. Wind gusts of 60 to 70 miles per hour, strong enough to cause downed trees and power lines. That has been predicted in coastal New Jersey, eastern Long Island, New York, and coastal New England. Blizzard warnings were in effect for mid-Atlantic and Northeast. They say the storm caps a week of brutal cold across the nation that has left at least 17 dead from this. So we pray for you guys. You know, I don't know if this is supposed to be as bad as Superstorm Sandy was, but any sort of bombogenesis, cyclone, whenever they use words like that, to me, I say that's bad. I say it's bad. Be careful out there. Apparently, there was a family of four that died in an Arizona cabin from carbon monoxide poisoning. You know, many people are going to go to their generators or go to heaters inside, and carbon monoxide buildup, it doesn't warn you that it's going to kill you. You know, a family of four, you hear this. I think Weird Al Yankovic's parents died from the same thing, both together, sitting in their chairs in front of the fireplace. Carbon monoxide builds up, usually from a generator inside or some sort of heating unit that isn't ventilated. Because it's cold, so you're kind of locking everything in. You start getting tired, start falling asleep. Very peaceful. And you don't wake up, and you actually asphyxiate because carbon monoxide, CO, looks like O2, which is oxygen. Oxygen doesn't usually circulate healthily by itself. It has to be combined with something. So when your tissue sees CO, carbon monoxide, mon means one, mono, it takes it in. And then they're like, well, wait, this isn't oxygen. So they wait for the next oxygen to come in. And as more carbon monoxide comes in, you reach a point where if you don't get enough oxygen, you then shut down. Carbon monoxide poisoning, very, very scary. A lot of risks that could happen with this. Now, a couple nights ago, I was in bed, and the bed started to shake. And it was really, really light. If it was a tremor, it was maybe a 3 at most. And I look on the news, and I'm like, did anybody feel an earthquake in Las Vegas? I'm like, no, maybe the cats were jumping on the bed. I go, I don't know. I mean, sometimes when the cats scratch themselves, you know, but I don't know. But it was like for a brief moment, it was like an earthquake amount of time. If you've ever been through an earthquake, it's like a little bit of a shudder, a mild earthquake. And you're like, okay, I think I'm in an earthquake. And then it stops, you look around, did anybody else feel it? No, then you go back to bed. All right. Nobody reported that. They did report that there was an earthquake yesterday. Apparently, where was that earthquake yesterday? I apologize. There was supposed to be an earthquake yesterday. Now I got to look it up. But we're being told that in 2018, there could be an increase in severe worldwide earthquakes. They say the new year could bring an increase in massive and devastating earthquakes, according to research. And as they say, as their prediction of earthquakes becomes better, so does our ability to prepare for these. It's nice. About 4 years ago, the Earth's rotation slowed slightly. The decrease was not enough to notice, but the Earth's slower reaction sparked an increase of severe earthquakes that will happen now. I don't get that. For any of you geologists out there, do you get how Earth slowing 4 years ago would cause 4 years later there to be massive earthquakes? That's what researchers from the University of Colorado Boulder predicted. They predicted this in October. They said, according to the team's research, which they presented at the Geological Society of America in Seattle this October, Seattle gets their share of earthquakes, there may be a trend between slower Earth rotations and more global earthquakes. Over the past 100 years, there was a 25 to 30% increase in the number of significant earthquakes associated with a slowdown in the Earth's rotation. According to Science Magazine, Earth's rotation, or Science Mag, Earth's rotation began to slow nearly 5 years ago. So if the theory is true, 2018 could bring 2 to 5 more magnitude 7 earthquakes than usual. Now, where would these happen? We don't know. Italy had some bad ones. New Zealand, Chile. I mean, you know, earthquakes happen. We don't know where this would happen. Las Vegas, Nevada, we don't know. Earthquakes are measured on the Richter scale. Categorizes the event on a scale from 1 to 10. Richter scales measure the vibrations caused by the earthquake, and they use a seismometer. Smaller earthquakes are very common. Larger ones are less frequent, thank God. Unfortunately, more devastating. They say there has never, ever been a Category 10 earthquake in recorded history. But those, like 7 or 8, like we saw with, why can't I think of the one from L.A., the bad one? The bad one in California. Reseda? No, what is wrong with me? Why can't I remember it was that major earthquake in California? I can't even think of the city. And I live there. What is wrong with me? Got a great pizza place right there, too, and there was a mall. I don't know. Boy, Lord have mercy. But anyway, when they had that earthquake over there, I believe that was a 7.8. I have to double check. So anyway, how am I going to double check if I don't remember the name of the earthquake? It's crazy. So geologists at the University of Colorado Boulder told Newsweek that if there is an increase, it may feel more dramatic since 2017, which was kind of a light year for seismic activity. They said the increase would be small, upping international earthquakes 5 to 10 quakes. All right, so we have been talking about the real big one. And we've been talking about our Pacific Northwest, because when you look at the Pacific Ocean and you look at who has had major earthquakes, Japan had a huge major earthquake. Then we saw what happened with the tsunami and the Fukushima disaster. So they had a big one. New Zealand had a big one. Chile had a big one. So what completes the square? Seattle, Alaska. Alaska gets a lot of rumblings. But we haven't had a real big one there. They say the Juan de Fuca Oceanic Plate might collide under the North American Plate, causing a severe quake that would affect Washington, Oregon, British Columbia, and Northern California. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a woman thought she was suffering from Crohn's disease, which is a pretty severe inflammatory bowel disorder. Many times requires pieces of your colon removed. Not able to move the bowels properly, absorb water from your stool, get these lesions on the bowels. Very, very painful, very uncomfortable. Difficult to live a normal life with severe Crohn's. And it turned out it was a Heinz ketchup packet this whole time. She was suffering for 6 years. And the 41-year-old woman went to doctors after she experienced abdominal pain and bloating similar to her Crohn's disease. According to the British Medical Journal, doctors at Heatherwood and Wexham Park Hospital in Britain's monitored the symptoms, gave her standard treatment for the disease, but to no avail. The woman's symptoms became so severe that the doctors opted to go in and take a look. And they discovered an inflammatory mass that has two pieces of plastic with the word Heinz printed on them. I am looking right now, and it's kind of greenish and dark, and you see a Heinz wrapper in the dish, in the biopsy dish. This isn't the first time an object caused someone to believe they had Crohn's disease. Man had similar symptoms until doctors discovered there was a toothpick lodged in his intestine. The woman's health scare was the first in a synthetic plastic packaging that was mimicked the symptoms of Crohn's disease. Now, the reason why I bring this up to you guys is this is a very, very frustrating thing for me. When I hear that somebody swallows a toothpick, somebody swallows wrapping, somebody swallows packaging, and years ago as a kid, I always had to look at the food. I always had to keep an eye on what was going into my mouth. And I remember my mom freaking out any time we would go to a restaurant and the sandwich would have toothpicks in it. And so we're like, okay, really? I'm pulling out the toothpick. Well, did you get all the pieces of the toothpick? I'm like, are you kidding me? It's fine. Leave me alone. And so, and it's probably because when she grew up back in the 50s, 40s and 50s and 60s, somebody must have absorbed a toothpick and it broke through the intestine. Promise me that you'll watch what you eat. Look at what you eat. You know, we go to fast food and do we actually inspect everything that we put in our mouth? Do we sniff it? Do we inspect it? No. Donald Trump inspects his food. This is an interesting report. They say Donald Trump is eating at McDonald's because he fears he's going to be poisoned by, I guess, whoever serves him food. He's also ordered staff not to touch his toothbrush. Okay, this is crazy. This has been reported by Daily Mail. And it's in the book Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. Author Michael Wolff writes, one of the reasons why the president prefers fast food is that no one knows he's coming to the establishment. So the food then presumably will not have any poison or anything that would kill him in it. So in the first days of the White House, a paranoid president, they said, gave a very specific order that the housekeeping staff not touch anything in his room, especially not his toothbrush. I don't blame him for being paranoid. I don't blame him at all. I mean, people were hanging him in effigy and putting naked posters of him up, and I don't blame him at all. I mean, it's ridiculous what he went through. I mean, even with Obama, people were going, oh, when is he going to be assassinated? I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Look, you may disagree with somebody politically, but to want them dead is just evil. Yeah, I was so upset at, oh my gosh, who was it? Was it Carol Costello? I forget which newscaster on CNN, I don't know if she's still there, where I guess Bristol Palin was being attacked. I don't know if it was sexual assault or she was being attacked. And I guess the video clip showed the newscaster going, oh, I love this story. Or she was like really giddy about it. And I'm like, okay, you may not like Sarah Palin politically, but to find entertainment, find glee in somebody being attacked, you know, this is where we really look like idiots compared to other countries, I think. This is where we really look dumb. When I hear anybody, no matter how much they hate Hillary Clinton or Obama or Trump or whoever, go to the point where they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe we could hope that they get assassinated. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, you're a human being first. Politics is fake. It's all a fake war. It's a fake sport. Democratic and Republican politicians hang out. They party together. They do, you know, they okay, yes, in the news it looks like, oh, yeah, we're doing this. You know, lawyers especially, you guys saw that movie A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth, okay? You guys saw A Few Good Men. The Kevin Bacon character is eating lunch or playing basketball with Tom Cruise character. They're friends. Yeah, they're on opposite sides of the case, but lawyers hang out. They could do that. Doctors, I don't know, doctors and lawyers are kind of different breeds, people. Doctors don't really have to be too much in competition with each other, really, not where I live, because there's just not enough doctors. But competing people, a lot of times, are buddies. And when I see us lay people out here, looking at what's going on in politics, looking at what's going on in Washington, and starting to get ourselves all, you know, riled up into a frenzy, wanting to grab our knives and pitchforks, and I'm like, guys, okay, this, you know, stop it. It's not the war that we think it is. Yes, politics, pretty serious stuff. You have the wrong politicians at the helm, making decisions. Yes, we can be screwed. Absolutely. But don't fall into that where you start to lose your humanism, where you start to, you know, forget that you are a God-loving person, a God-fearing person. You don't go to that level where you want someone to die. And so if Donald Trump was paranoid, he had every right to be. They say that according to Trump's cleaning staff rules, he reprimanded housekeepers for picking up a shirt off the floor, telling staff if the shirt's on the floor, it's because they want it on the floor. He also told the cleaning crew, they say, that he would alert them as to when he wanted his sheets cleaned and opts to strip his bed himself. Wolf also says that Trump added a lock to his bedroom door. For the first time since the days of Kennedy's, he maintains his own sleeping quarters apart from wife Melania. In the early stages of his presidency, really? Did Bill and Hillary sleep together in the same bed? I don't know. In the early days of his presidency, if Trump was not dining with former chief strategist Steve Bannon, he would retreat to his room. He would eat cheeseburgers in bed while watching three televisions. They said he would call people to vent about how he's portrayed in the media. Some of the information in those calls were often turned around to the media. Now, I guess pieces of this book have been printed by New York Magazine. And, again, you know, they say Wolf gathered information for the book from over 200 interviews. Details were culled over 18 months. So they tried to say that this was vetted. But I wouldn't be surprised with this. I wouldn't be surprised at all that Donald Trump was worried that somebody would try to kill him from the inside. I mean, remember, there was a Secret Service agent who said, I wouldn't take a bullet for him. I mean, you had somebody from the Secret Service that had was anti-Trump. No wonder he was paranoid about that. So he eats fast food. Interesting. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being.
For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.